Hello, I'm your host, Sophia Bell, and you're listening to Your Choice Podcast, where it's your choice to be kind and to make a difference. In this episode, we will be talking about helping others. The first idea is to spread your kindness through a simple but impactful thing that is often overlooked or forgotten about. What I'm referring to is a compliment, and I would like to encourage you to try to give at least one compliment every single day. It could be to a family member, a friend, or even a stranger. It really doesn't matter, because in the end, everybody appreciates a compliment at least once in a while. A compliment is a super simple way to brighten up someone's day with just a few words. You know, yesterday I woke up late on a Monday morning, and well, to be honest, we all hate Monday mornings. But this Monday, I was in a rush to make it to school on time, and I quickly threw on whatever clothes I could find and rushed out the door. In the car, I looked at what I was wearing, and I realized that my outfit looked horrible. But I knew that there was nothing that I could do about it. Later that day, when I got to school, somebody actually complimented my outfit, and this just brightened up my entire rest of the day. This may show you how just one compliment can change around your whole day, and the importance of how it could make somebody feel from a 4 all the way up to a 10. Okay, guess what time it's for? A smile break, and go. All right, good. Hold it there. Perfect. Donating isn't a new idea, but it might be something new for you to try. Donating to the homeless or the less fortunate can be a great way to help those who have almost nothing and really need the most help. Statistics show that there are 3,300,000 people currently in the U.S. population, and roughly 600,000 of those people are less fortunate and now homeless. Many people say that homeless people became homeless because they are either lazy or not very intelligent. But that is usually not the case, because a lot of people can become homeless from a small thing, such as a divorce or a job loss, or even something that they can't fix, like a disability or a mental issue. There are countless local resources to donate to that can really help. You can also drop off unused food at the food bank, or even make a care package at home and drop it off to a homeless person on the side of the street. Giving to the less fortunate is a great way to make you feel good for helping someone out, as well as the recipient receiving the goods. The other day, me and my mom were driving home from school, and on our way home, we stopped at a red light as I looked out the window and saw a homeless man not only holding a sign saying, "Anything helps," but in the other hand, holding his dog. That image really stuck with me and made me think of how I could personally help. So, I turned to my mom and asked what we could do. We drove home and I threw together a quick but nice care package that included a Ziploc bag full of dog food, a few Pop-Tarts, a bag of chips, a granola bar, some Gatorade, and 3 bottles of water. The next day, on my way home from school, the man and his dog were still on their usual spot. So, I handed them the care package and said, "Have a nice day." As we drove away, I looked back, and all I could see was a huge smile on the man's face. Remembering that smile, I now try and keep a care package for whenever I see him or any other homeless person. Okay, you know what time it is. Time for another smile break. And go. Okay, we're getting there. Hold it. That's nice. And perfect. We've all heard of the saying, respect your elders. And what I really think that that means is that elderly people should get a higher respect. And showing empathy and helping other people is basic human nature. Doing good feels wonderful for the person doing it, as well as whoever is on the receiving end. And even the smallest gesture can show how they are appreciated and valued. Most people, but mainly kids these days, spend too much time on the screen and not enough time socializing. There are numerous elderly centers around town that would be more than happy for you to volunteer your time. You can bring food, games, movies, and most importantly, a big smile on your face, showing that you really care. You don't necessarily have to visit a retirement home, but you can help out an elderly person on your daily routine, like in a store, a restaurant, or even a park. The other day, I went to a grocery store with my dad, and an elderly woman was behind us in line to buy a few items. And when we were done purchasing our items, grabbing our bags, we saw her reaching into her bag looking for some change. So my dad told the cashier that we've got her groceries covered. Before we grabbed our bags, the cashier told the woman that we bought her items for her, and she smiled. That just about wraps this episode up. I hope we can all remember to help each other, such as these few suggestions, as sharing compliments, giving to the less fortunate, and helping out the elderly. We had practice on smiling, so get that out there and remember to practice makes perfect and do some good. Thank you for listening to Your Choice Podcast, and I hope your choice is a good choice. Like, share, and subscribe, and have a happy day.